rescuers continue to search for survivors of the quake, which was centered near Chile's second-largest city, Concepción, but was also felt in the capital, Santiago. Residents in affected areas say the ground shook violently for more than a minute. Homes, buildings, and bridges collapsed or caught fire, cars were overturned, and the main international airport had to be shut down because of damage.
No, fue terrible, terrible. Yo creía que...
One survivor said the experience was terrible. She said she thought she was not scared of earthquakes, but then, she says, it looked like everything was going to collapse. There were at least 8 aftershocks, and tidal waves of up to 2 meters hit Chile's coast. Residents in low-lying areas and living on islands off the mainland tried to flee to higher ground. Geophysicist Randy Baldwin of the U.S. Geological Survey says Chile is no stranger to powerful earthquakes.
This particular area is located a few hundred kilometers from where one of the largest quake in recorded history happened back in 1960. So this particular region is known for extremely high earthquake hazard.
In Washington, President Barack Obama noted the devastation.
Early indications are that hundreds of lives have been lost in Chile and the damage is severe. On behalf of the American people, Michelle and I send our deepest condolences to the Chilean people. The United States stands ready to assist in the rescue and recovery efforts.
Earthquakes that strike near coastlines or below open water can cause massive water waves, known as tsunamis, that travel great distances at high speeds. Shortly after the Chilean quake struck, tsunami warnings were posted throughout the Pacific region, causing panic in coastal communities from Hawaii to Japan. So far, however, tidal waves stemming from the quake appear to be relatively mild. Late Saturday, Hawaii's governor canceled an alert that had sparked evacuations of seaside communities. In 2004, the Indian Ocean tsunami, which was caused by an underwater earthquake off the coast of Indonesia, killed over 200,000 people. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.